Hey creators, I am Rebecca Flott and this is the Artisan's Soul Sessions. It's that quick dose of inspiration, the insights for makers like you. Join me in the world of creativity, beautiful stories, and into the art of making. Let's get creative together.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about bringing ideas to life and the steps that require from that. When you do that, when you do bring ideas to life, how do you do that? What is the process that we bring that? So one of the things is everything starts with inspiration, right? Everything is started when you feel inspired to do something. So you are walking somewhere, you are seeing something, and all of a sudden you feel like, oh my gosh, this is so inspired. I can turn this into a beautiful book, into a beautiful writing, into a beautiful different things. When you have those things that you are thinking about it, the ideas that you're thinking about it, what do you do? So this is my question for you. What do you do when those things come about? Do you go and you write it a note, you put it into paper? Do you go into, do you think, oh man, this is such a great idea, and then don't do anything? So here's some practical things I want to share with you guys. When you see like this is literally a spark of an idea, what should you do? So my advice for you, as a friend here, okay, is to take note, because listen, life happens and you will forget. Like the same as when you have, like, you will forget. So grab your phone, go into notes, and please, like, take notes of, like, your idea at that time. Take a note, say, hey, you know, I'm having an idea. And I want to take notes of this idea. I want to make sure that I have this recorded so I can go back. And if you ever read The Artist's Way, that talks about the journaling every day and things like that, it's very important that you go back to those ideas and then you revisit and see what can you develop from there. So it is necessary for you as a creator to have a place where you place your ideas. If it's a notebook at home, if it's a yellow pad, or if it's the notes on your phone, you need to have that space where you just see something that sparks in you and you can add a note into. So I think one of the first steps about bringing ideas to life, it is to, first of all, find places where you find idea, where you feel inspired, or your soul feel connected. So example for myself, when I go out in nature and I am seeing the flowers and I'm, you know, feeling the fresh air, there's always something that I think is amazing and ideas comes to life, to my heart. When my son was a little taller, I remember that I used to go to the zoo, and in the zoo, we had a tons of idea, like that always something happened that was like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. So put yourself in places. It can be as simple as a walk in nature, riding your bike, a tea with a friend, but putting yourself into situations that you feel that you have those ideas come into you, that you feel inspired. I guess the word is inspire. Where you feel that you are inspired, that you can actually, you know, create. But also, let's say this too. There's the surprise, lovely surprise ideas where you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm just driving down the road and all of a sudden I saw this tree and I had this lovely idea. So it's ideas that come surprise along the way. And those ideas are super important too. So that is one of the things, you put yourself in a place where you can actually have ideas. Now, here's the next question. How do you bring ideas to life? Once you had this great idea, what do you do with that? You just sit in those ideas and don't do nothing about it and thought about that was such a great idea. What do you do with that? And I'll say this, Maya Angelou has one of the best. Let me just put that out. The best quote that talks about when the artists are called to create, right? And when the artists are called to create, they need to pour out. You don't have the ideas and the creations. Just to do nothing about it. You have that because you are called to actually share. And those ideas will be groundbreaking for other people and will actually make a difference, you know, in their lives. So she has a quote. I'm trying to find this quote that talks about like a story to tell. It will actually turn in agony if you don't share that. I'll find the quote and I'll put in the show's notes today. But she talks about that, like, hey, you got to find what you have to share and you have to share. Otherwise, you're going to feel heavy in your heart. Your soul is going to feel like kind of like a little bit like lost because you have something to share that you are not sharing. It's also, she's also put in the name agony. Can you believe that? That Maya Angelou put the name agony in when you don't share. There's buried stories inside of you. So can you believe that it's the same as agony when you have those things inside of you and you don't get to share? This is crazy, you guys. So how do you bring ideas to life? Is the big questions of the show, okay? And I wanted to invite you, as now that I started to do the show live, you're going to see me a little bit more showing up here. I want you to send me questions. I want you to, like, let's talk about the things that really matters to you. How do you bring these ideas to life? So we talk about, hey, go find inspiration. It was the first thing that we talk about. Put yourself in a place where you find inspiration. And now let's observe. Now let's look and say, okay, now we got a group of ideas. Now let's see which idea here is actually my priority. Each one here that it will make a huge difference if I pursue right now. And you have to ask those questions because people that are creative, they have many ideas and they get lost in what to do first. So here's my question for you. What was your dream from the very, very long when you're thinking about it, that you had a dream, that you wanted to do something? What it was? What was the dream that you first had it? So let's go back to the first thing that you dream about it. So example, I love and I dream about writing children's book. And for many years, I literally ignored that part of me. And I had to like go back and capture, what do I want to do and why do I want to tell those stories? You know, I had a dream to have a podcast, y'all, for at least 10 years. And I remember that. Can you believe that the thing that held me back from the podcast was because English was my second language? And I fully believe that I was not capable because I had an accent. And I truly believe that people would not want to hear what I have to say because I don't quite speak perfectly. Until 5 years ago, I said, you know what? Who gives a crap? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this because I feel like I have something to share. And I started about 5 years ago, learned quite a lot. And, you know, 10,000 downloads later, I realized, wait a second, there was 10,000 people that downloaded my show, even with my so not perfect broken English. So whatever is the limitation that you put in yourself, like I don't have the microphone or I don't speak perfectly, you know, or however, there's always something that you get to be able to share. And there was always people that wants to hear what you have to say. And that is the beautiful thing about life. Not everybody is for everybody. I'm not for everybody, you know, but for the people that community that connects with me, that understand what my heart is about, we deeply connect. We love each other in a way that you all know it's amazing. It's tangible love. So to continue to do that, you have to understand like, okay, now that I have these millions of ideas, what is my actual priority dreams? What is the one thing that I don't want to die without making it happen? So put that idea in the top of the list. Okay. We're doing this together. Put it in the top of your list. And then you say, then in the next question you're going to ask is, all right, you guys are ready for this? Here's the next question that you're going to ask. Who can help me bring any of these ideas to life? Who can help me bring any of these ideas to life? So between your dream and the reality of your dream, there's always a bridge. There's always something there. And I say to you this, in the beginning of my career, I use, and the bridge for me was books. So I pursue books, I pursue podcasts, I pursue any kind of knowledge that I could receive into my dream. Even when I started the podcast, you know, 5 years ago, I had to get coaching. You're like, how do I do a podcast? What is the first step? You know, and thank you. I don't know if your name is Dap, but thank you so much for being here. I see you. And that really matters to me. Thank you for being here. So anyway, so, you know, you ask those questions like, hey, what is the available things I have to bring the idea to life? And right now, you all, with YouTube, basically, if you type on YouTube, you will find something. If you don't find it, it's your time to create, because I'm telling you how important that is. It is important that you find how and who will help you bring the idea to life. And I want to give an example, okay? I wanted to give you this example because I wanted to take some time to celebrate some of my dear friends here today. So let's say you have a practical idea of writing a book. Okay, you had the idea. You're going to write a book about how this pencil is purple. You had this brilliant idea. So step number one, you're going to search to find who wrote a book about pencil, right? Once you find, you're going to try to learn that. You're going to try to search for that. Who, you know, has any kind of content on that note. After that, you're going to search to say, okay, I found the people, I found the steps. And let's say this, you found the people and the people are saying, actually, you can do your book on Canva. Okay, here's what you do. You go on Canva and you find the little, you know, book format, and you add your little words there. Then you start journeying Canva and you actually putting your book together and you're making it happen. Here's my little tip here along the process. When you're navigating that process of putting your book together, bring some friends around you and say, what do you think about that? What do you think about this? And get some feedback. It's very important that you have people that believe in you, that support you in your dreams. Not that they are jealous of you and they want to kill you and kill your dream. What kind of friend is that? So sometimes you have to be careful who you're talking with, and you're going to build a circle of trust around you. Once you build that circle of trust, okay, what are you going to do is, okay, you're making your book on Canva. After this book on Canvas, you feel that it's ready. You share with some friends, get some feedback. Then the next step is, should I go to KDP? And go and put that on KDP. Then you can follow the steps that is there to put on KDP. If you get stuck, you look for a friend that has done what you want to do. There's always somebody that has done what you want to do, and you can call them and ask for help. Once you actually get the book on KDP, a moment for you. Woo! What? You just literally brought your idea to life. You brought KDP. But so now what? Once your book is in KDP, so all your work is done, or is your work about to start? And that is the question I want to ask you. If you think you got your book on Amazon, what do you think just happened? Do you think it's the first step, or do you think I still have a journey to go? A lot of you guys probably will say, well, this might be, you know, the first step. Okay, so here's what I want to say. Once you get your book on KDP Amazon, cheers, your journey is starting. I mean, you create ideas to life. That's what we're talking about. But then there's so much more. And this is what I want to talk to you guys the next show that we do this together. We want to talk about, so then what? You brought ideas to life. So then how are you going to market that idea? How are you going to brand that idea? How are you going to tell the story about that idea? And this is why I'm showing up here, because you matter. You matter for your family, for God, and you matter to me. And to see you conquer a dream and an idea and bring it to life, I know what that means. It means so much, and it's so precious. So, all right, you guys, so here's what we're going to do now. I want to take a moment to celebrate, okay? And I want to do that this year because we're talking about the soul. I want to take a moment to celebrate some of my friends that have literally bring ideas to life this year. And I want to start with my friend Dara Alex. She is amazing, you guys. And she literally did exactly what we're talking about. She walked this idea into life. So she created two journals that are literally, they are live on Amazon right now. And the first journal is, she did a 90-day guided mental health and wellness growth journal that help you nurture the good. I have this, guys. Literally, I will make a video and show. I have the journal. It is beautiful. It has quotes in it, and is you can see the details and the heart that she puts into this. And I want to take a moment, everybody, to celebrate Dara for one big accomplishment. So as she finished this journal, she also, because she is a mental health counselor, she did another journal called The Mental Notes. It's when you are in session, a between session, what you write when you're in counseling, okay? So that is another journal she has accomplished. A moment. And I'm so excited to share this product with you guys. Now, I have one more friend to celebrate here today, actually two more, before we finish. And I want to share with you. So my next friend, she not just brought many of her ideas to life, but she's just this huge success. And she's a faith-driven teacher, counseling. You know, if you think about drinking a cup of tea, that's who you want to be drinking with, okay? She's the real deal. She's humble, she's full of love, and is amazing. Okay, so my next friend that I want to take the moment to celebrate, her name is Jamie Klusach, okay? So I'm going to spell her last name is K-L-U-S-A-C-E-K, okay? Klusach. So I know it's been many years of friendship and still a struggle, but Jamie K, I love you. So Jamie K started her journey in February 7, 2021, when she published her first book, Just Be, The Journey of Becoming Who You Mean to Be. I read this book. I cried with this book. I did a book club with this book, and I approve this book is beautiful and is deeply and really has something about caring for your soul. And that's what it's about. But I wanted to say that Jamie was able to bring the idea to life in the very most beautiful way, you guys. And I want to take the time to celebrate her life today. And I'm so proud of her. And I'm going to also add the link for her things for you guys to check it out. Check it out. All the things that Jamie has to offer, because you know what? She deserves the love. Now, let's continue here. As we navigate here, I have one more person that I'm celebrating today. And we are in the air for 22 minutes. What? So exciting. So, all right. So now I wanted to celebrate my friend, Frances. Okay. Frances, she is an author. She's an actor. Yes. How do you guys call that? Atriz? In Portuguese, we call atriz. She's an actor. and she's working and doing her plays. I watched her play this year. Oh my gosh. She really did a really good job this year. She really did a good job this year. She was doing this Steel Magnolia show. It was amazing. So now I just want to take the time to celebrate that she's going to be doing another show, and I'll be there watching and celebrate you on January 29. And it's going to be the show. It's called the Boca Grande. So I'm excited, Frances, for you. I'm excited for all the beautiful things, and you're so, so talent. You're just stinking beautiful talent. And I think it's the best is yet to come for you. And you deserve all the attention and all the love. So here's the thing, guys. As we final the show of today, okay? As we finishing up the show today, I want you to just encourage you guys here to, you know, believe. Don't be like, we have already so much negative voice. So there's so much negativity telling us that we cannot do things. And I'm so tired of that. But believe that you can bring your ideas to life. And along the way, even if it's messy and the ideas don't turn out like, oh, not, you know, five-star things. This is a great way for you to grow and exercise and train and push yourself. And this is what I want to say to you. Don't sabotage yourself. You know, don't push yourself down. Don't make yourself smaller than what you are. And a lot of us creative, we're big personalities. We like to show lights, sound, music. We like that. But don't push yourself down to be quiet in silence in the dark because you don't want to shine. You know, give yourself permission to shine this year, 2024. Give yourself permission to bring ideas to life. Give yourself permission to be loved, to be accepted, and to be celebrated. Give yourself permission to do all those things. And you will see that along the way, you will feel the reward of those things. You will feel alive. Like literally right now, I'm talking with one amazing, gorgeous friend. And if I'm just taking the time to talk with this one person, thank you. But I know that more will listen. And when you create something, you have to have faith like a little mustard seed. You have to look at that mustard seed and believe that that can move mountains. You have to look at your little faith, your little idea, your little desire to do beautiful things in life and move forward in those things. Okay? With that being said, you guys, I really, really appreciate you guys being here. Really appreciate you guys being here. Really appreciate you guys being listening to this podcast. And I see you guys on the 11th. I'm going to be live. So I would love for you guys to join me live and really put your messages and put your notes. And I want to say thank you for being here. You guys are the best of the best. This year is going to be a great year for you guys. Listen, this year is going to be a year of absolutely manifestation of God's grace. This year is going to be a year where you're going to feel supported in your dreams. This year is going to be a year where you feel that you can move mountains you didn't know you could move. And that's what I'm believing for you listening to me. I believe that you can do all the things that God has placed in your heart. I believe that you can find a way to navigate into roads. And I believe that you will not make yourself smaller, but you're going to shine. You're going to shine the gift of God inside of you because it matters. Guys, I love you. Thank you so much for being here. Please send me messages. Please participate. Please be here. I'm so excited for what is the best is yet to come. I'm excited for what's always going to happen in this part being live, I'm excited what's going to happen in our lives for this year. And with that being said, I will say be at peace, and I'll talk to you soon. Create.